Umoto v'kroivoy shniya. And also we consider the second marriage nothing, the kedushin of atchal at all. That you married your wife's sister, the maestra, she's a chai v'krisi, she's in there with you. The kedushin is not chal, so it's considered like you were not married at all to her. So therefore, you are allowed to marry now, hokroivoys. Umoto v'kroivoy shniya. Like Rashi says, lita bita, you're allowed to marry her daughter. The kaimala noisinala nusa viala mafuta. In the case where you stam live with a lady, it's not called you married her. Therefore, you're allowed to marry her daughter. There's no issa of isho bita. You're mutter to marry the kroivois of your wife's sister. The kroivois shniya. Ushniya muteris lekroivov. And she is also mutter to your kroivim. In other words, Mechlal, that kedushin was not chal at all. You were not at all married to your wife's sister at all. V'yemesa rishoina. V'yemesa rishoina. Let's say your first wife dies. Is mutter v'shniya. You're allowed to go now and marry the sister. No, she's not like a soita. She's not also to you. So, even though you lived with her once, but now that your wife died, now she's mutter, you're allowed to go marry her. Omruloi meisishtoi. Let's say they told you that your wife died. Vinosta sachoisa. You went and married her sister. Viachakach omruloi kayemes. And then they tell you, shino, that your wife is still alive. Kayemesoisa. That your wife was still alive at that time. Umeisa. But now she died. Now your wife is dead. It'll look like this. Havlad rishain mamzer. If at the time when you live with her sister, with your wife's sister, when your first wife is still alive, if she became pregnant, so the kid is a mamzer, because when Kol Zaman, your first wife is alive, so then her sister is a chai decreases to you. So when you are living with her sister, the kid is a mamzer. Mashenkein v'achrein, after Lamaisa, your first wife died, if you still live with her sister, she's mutter to you then, ain't mamzer, then the kid is not a mamzer. If she first became pregnant from the time after that your first wife died, then the sister is mutter to you, treat the kid as... Yeah. So that was the last part of the mission again, that Omruloi, again, what, yeah, that Omruloi, Yemeis Ishtoi, alright, yeah. Right, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kol Shea Poisla Adei Acherim. Anytime you poisal adei acherim, the locher is poisal adei atzmoi. You also become poisal because of yourself. For chol shein poisal adei acherim. Anytime you do not become poisal because of somebody else, ain't a poisal adei atzmoi. You're not poisal because of yourself either. The Rashi says the Gemara Meforesh Lo. The Gemara will explain exactly what the Biyasi comes to add onto the Mishnah. Whether you become posel machmas atzmoi or machmas somebody else, we'll see in the Gemara what Rabbi Yosi means to say. So Gemara says like this: V'yafagav di ozal ishtoi v'gislam dinas hayom. So the Mishnah says, "Tam, when your wife went away, and then they told you your wife died. So at the time you're allowed to get married to a sister, and then your wife came back again. So lachar is you mutter to your wife." Now what's going to be the case, let's say not only your wife went to the other side of the ocean, went for a trip, but your brother-in-law also went. Let's say your wife and your brother-in-law both went away. Trashi v'gisei means, Val achos ishtoi, your wife's sister husband, your brother-in-law. Your wife and your brother-in-law went away. Lemdina sayom, now they came and told you the Mestam that both of them died. So Rashi v'yomar loy meis ishtecho uluzuo ma meis palecho, and Chveis Edim came back now and told the husband, Nishno, your wife died. And Uadim the Edim came back and told the sister that your husband died. So now who's here now is the husband and his wife's sister. So the Meis said they're allowed to get married together right now, right? That your wife went away, and your brother-in-law went away, and the Adam came back and said they both died. So now you're not married to your wife anymore, and your sister's not, and your wife's sister's not married to anybody either. So that's the case. And then what happened? You married her, and then it comes out they're both alive. So now if they're both alive, what happens now? If they're both alive now, when you lived with your wife's sister, Lamaisa, she became also to her husband. Because a lady that's married, that lives with another man, is like a soita. She's also to a husband. So the fact you live with your wife's sister, you made your sister, your wife's sister, also to a husband. The chiddush is still, you're allowed to live with your wife though. To your wife, you mutter. Even though like you did an aveira, but if a man does an issus nus, he does not become mussar to his wife. He's still allowed to live with his wife. That's the chiddush here. The yahani, nisuyin. Now that you married your sister-in-law, that this bia helps to makes it that later when both come back, your wife and your brother-in-law, when they both come back, now your brother-in-law is also to his wife because she's a saita. Since the sister-in-law lived with you, you made her into a saita. She's also to her husband. After the locher, still the locher is. True, that the sister-in-law, she's also to her husband. But ishtoi sharia, but your wife is mutter to you, even though in between you live with your wife's sister, but lamaisa doesn't ask to your wife. Your wife, when she comes back, you're mutter to live with your wife. There's no din that a man becomes also to his wife. We do not say since because of this be that you live with your sister-in-law, your sister-in-law became also to a husband agisa, and your brother-in-law is the esther ishtralov. Maybe also your wife now should be also to you. That we don't say no. Your wife is still mutter to you, even though you live with your wife's sister. So what? You did an avera, but lamaisi, your wife is still mutter to you. Samara says, Lema Masnitsim Loik Rebbe Kiva. The Chura al Mishnah does not go according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. Why? Dear Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rebbe Kiva, heavy law, Achois Kirushosai. According to Rebbe Kiva, your wife now should be the sister of your Grusha. And that's awesome. In other words, according to Rebbe Kiva, you're going to have to give a get now to your wife's sister. If you give a get to your wife's sister, it comes out that your wife is the sister of your grusha. The sister of your grusha is also to you. So you should be also to your wife. The Tanya would write like this. Kol aro yeshaba toira. Ein tzricha semenu get. If you get married to an isha that's also to you in erva, you don't have to give her a get. Kedusha is not chal. If you marry your sister, it means nothing. You don't have to give your sister a get. Your sister's an erva to you. The kedusha is not chal. Chutz excluding meyeshes ish. Shenisas al pi bezdim. We had before in the Mishnah. If an Ashes Ish hears from an Eidechad comes to a lady and says, you know, we saw the way your husband died. So she thinks now she's let her get married. She got married to another man. And then it comes out that her first husband is still alive. When she goes out from the second man, she has to get a get. Midirabon and its mechse, it looks like they were married. So she has to receive a get from the second husband. That's what we had the Mishnah before. Rabbi Akiva, Moisef, Rabbi Akiva adds on to it even like this. Rabbi Akiva, Moisef, Af Eshes Ach, even in the case of Eshes Ach, your brother's wife, V'Achois Isha, and your wife's sister, that in the case where you went and married your wife's sister, when you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. So, come to say it's over here, you thought your wife died. So therefore you thought you mutter to a sister. According to Rabbi Kiva, when you find out your wife is alive, midirabonin, you have to give your wife's sister a get. You can't just stop, go away from her. Midirabonin, you have to give her a get. Now Rabbi Kiva, boy, get. Since Rabbi Kiva says you have to give your wife's sister a get, memelo isus role. If so, you should become also now to live with your wife. Your wife should be also to you. To every law, that's the locha. You're not allowed to marry the sister of your grusha. Because usually the locha is, kozaman, your wife is still alive. You're not allowed to marry your sister. Even if you give your wife a get, you're not married to her anymore, still you're also to her sister. You only become mutter to a sister when your wife dies. If your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. But kozaman, your wife is alive, even though you gave her a get, still you're also to a sister. So over here, midirabonin, when you live with the sister, then your wife is alive. You're going to have to give the sister a get. So now, midirabonin, your wife should be also to you. Because since you had to give her a get, it looks like she was once your wife. So if she was your wife, You're not allowed to live with a sister. And our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says you mutter with your wife. So Chotzeraya, Mishnah not like Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, V'lav itmer lo, didn't we learn on this? That Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Omer Rav, Hai Esh Esach Hechidomi. What's the case that Rabbi Kiva says, if you marry your brother's wife, you still have to give her a get? What's the case? Kegoin Shekidish Ochiv Es Isha. Your brother got married for a whole lachlom dina sayom, and your brother went away to the other side of the ocean. And you heard the what that your brother died. And you went and you married his wife. Poshtas mitzvahs yibum. The Amri Inshi people say like this. Hanech kamoi tenoi hevele b'kedushin. The first brother had a tenai with the kedushin. Vai shapin osif. And the second one married a bedin. In other words, people say, there's Eshesach, that your brother's wife. So if people are going to see that the way now you marry your brother's wife, they're going to say, you know why? Because your brother made a tenai in the kedushin. He married on a certain condition, and the condition was not there. They didn't do the condition, so the kedushin was bottle. So since the kedushin was bottle, that's why the brother married his wife, and they'll think the kedushin was really chal. So that's why now when we come out that no, the brother was still alive, and the kedushin is for his chal, you have to give the second one has to give a get. Only in such a case. Again, the army ancient people say, Hach kamoy tenoy hevelev kedushin. The first brother, when he married his wife, made a tenai condition in the kedushin. And the kedushin never came true. So therefore, really, the first kedushin was not chal. Vai shapen nosef. And now when the second brother marries his wife, he's allowed to marry her. So that's the case, you have to give her a get. And v'hayachos isha, where's the case if you marry your wife's sister that you have to give her a gift? Nami, hechidomi. What's the case talking about? We're going shekidish es isha. You married your wife. V'yochlum dinas hayom, and she went away to the other side of the ocean. V'shoma shemesa, and you heard that your wife died. Omad v'nos es achosa. Then you married her sister. The army inchi people say in such a case. The same thing with Kedusha. When you married the first sister, you made a tenai. People think the Kedusha wasn't chal completely. You made a tenai, she'll give you $1 million. And Lamaisa, she never gave it to you. So the first Kedusha was not chal. For your sharp and nosiv. And therefore now when you marry the second sister, you're allowed to marry her. So that's a svar only by Kedusha. By Kedushin, does Rabbi Kiva say that if the first brother only married her without Nisuyin, then you have to give a get to the second one. Ela Nisuyin, but in the case where you lived with your first wife, or else the brother lived with his first wife, Miikol Meimot Tanoi Hevelay B'Nisuyin, does anybody say you make a Tanai B'Nisuyin? Because by Nisuyin, the swear always is that when you marry your wife, and then you live with her, you have bia with her, the shas bia, the svar always is, you goma b'daita to marry her no matter what. Because on the tzad to say, let's say you made a condition, she has to give you $1 million. If she doesn't give you the $1 million, it comes out you're not married to her. So if you're not married to her, how did you have a right to live with her? It was a bia's nus. A person doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus. So the svar is, whenever you do live with your wife, for sure you make up in your mind, like you meichel the tanai, I don't want any more tanai, I want the kedushin to be chal 100%. So therefore, in a case where they made nisuyin with your first wife, and then you live with the sister, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, you would not have to give her a get. Because in the case where you live with your first wife, everybody knows that kedushin was really chal. And once that kedushin is chal, everybody knows you're not going to live with a sister. So therefore it's not a kasha, mishta, Rabbi Kiva. When does Rabbi Kiva say you have to give a get to your wife's sister? If you only made kedushin with your wife, not nisuin, you didn't live with her. So then people say maybe the kedushin was not chal, and that's why you married the sister. But in the case where you live with the first sister, first wife, then you don't have to give a get. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, "E Rabbi Kiva, if our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, listen nami chamoisai. Why didn't we also say the case of a mother-in-law?" To a Shemino Rabbi Kiva, we learned like Rabbi Kiva like this. The Yom Rabbi Kiva Shita is, Chamoiso, your mother-in-law, Liyacha Miso, La Visrefa. after your wife dies, if you live with your mother-in-law, you're not chayiv sreifa. There's no chayiv sreifa. The Tanya will not like this. The pasuk says, "Pi'esh yisrefu, oison v'yesen." You have to burn them. Oisoi v'yes achas mihen. That means one of them. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kivay mano oisoi v'yes shteim. Even both of them. They both get sreifa. So bishleim liabayi diyama mashmoi is doshnik benayu. It's only machlekes hayadash in the psukim. Rabbi Shmuel saw a chodik siv. It says one. Rabbi Kivay saw a tatik siv. Shaper, it's good. Ela l'rov diyama chamoisa liachamisa. Ikibenayu that chamoisa liachamisa is a difference. Listen nami chamoisai. Why is it saying a case of your mother-in-law? Or Malay, the Gemara says need the miyat krom isreifa. The pasuk only says if your wife dies, you allow him. If you live with your mother-in-law, that there's no chiyah sreifa, but mi surah mi mayata krom. But avadish is still lost to you. Because that can't be a case here. The case should have been like this: that your wife died. They told you your wife died, and then you married your mother-in-law. And Rabbi Kiva holds what that after your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law. So why didn't the Mishnah say this case that you were told your wife died? So you went and you lived with your mother-in-law. And then it comes out, your wife is still alive. So Gemara says, you know why the Mishnah didn't say it? Because even according to Rabbi Kiva doesn't say you're allowed to marry your mother-in-law. He only said that if your wife dies, and then you live with your mother-in-law, you're not chayiv sreifa, that's all. But an Isra is still there. Avada midiraisa, she still asks to you. Need the miyat krom isreifa. True, there's no chayiv sreifa, but mi surim miyat akro. Is there no Issa? Avada is an Issa. It's just as Nissa, that's why the Mishnah doesn't say this case. Like, even in the case that the Edom told you your wife died, you have no right to marry your mother-in-law. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say this case. For the Gemara now Kasha, what does our Mishnah say? That in the case that when your wife went away, you live with her sister, even though you did a chayiv krisis, when your wife comes back, you're allowed to live with your wife. Your wife is mutter to you. So Mishnah asked the Kasha, why? For the Gemara, v'tiyesa v'shchiva d'achoysoi. A husband should become mussar to his wife for the fact that he lived with her sister. Midi d'yeveya isha, just like the opposite way, we're a lady. Sholach b'alulum d'nisayom. If her husband went away, and she lived with another man, that she becomes mussar to her husband. So Gemara says, lo dami. Ishta d'bemezid asirim d'iraisa. B'shoyge gozo b'rabonin. An isha, if she would live with another man, midiraisa, she's mussar to her husband. She's a saita. Let's say an isha lives with another man b'mezid, a lady that's married. If she lives with another man b'mezid, she's a saita, she's also to her husband. So therefore, even though now that she thought the husband died and she got married to somebody else b'shoigig, she's only a shoigig, the rabbanim making zera shoigig got to mezid. But over here, what happened here? Here you heard your wife died, so you live with her sister b'shoigig. Why do you want to make a gzera that she should be also to his wife, or to mezid, even b'mezid he's mutter to his wife?